This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Kim Pauley. This fall, Manson's Hall has opened its doors to a drop-in sewing room for the community. So much more. On Tuesday afternoons from 2 to 5 p.m. It's the brainchild of Marnie Andrews. After offering sewing support at Three Store in summer 23, she visioned that support relocated to Manson's Hall. I had an opportunity to speak with SCCA Board Chair Cora Moret about So Much More. What can one expect to find at So Much More?
Well, we pull out a stash of supplies and set it up in the Pioneer Room. And with the expert help of Marnie, Maria, and a couple other volunteers, we offer guidance. If someone wants to come in and fix something or create something or make a new project. And so it's really just an open sewing time with all the equipment and materials that you'd typically find in someone's sewing room. This is on Tuesdays from 2 to 5 p.m. We're in the Pioneer Room 3 out of 4 weeks in a month, and then it's booked one of those days, and so you can find us up in the OM studio. And we keep our supplies in the thrift store, so it's kind of a collaborative effort between a group of volunteers and the SCCA, which offers up space for storage. And then if things ever come our way that we repair but don't necessarily belong to somebody, then we'll put it in the thrift store, and you can buy by donation newly revamped article.
So right into the thrift store here at Manson's Hall.
Yeah, it's kind of a trade-off for the space we're using.
Okay, great. So basically this is something that's offered to the community. There's no cost to participants.
Yep, it's totally free.
So do you need any basic sewing skills, such as, well, how to use a sewing machine before you come?
No, we've got a few machines here. We even have a serger. And there's enough of us around with the know-how that we can just get you going if you'd like a short instruction or give you help in planning out a project. We've got a number of kids who attend, and they're all working on different projects, making all sorts of things, skirts and teddy bears and purses. It's really fun.
So kids learning to sew.
Mm-hmm. So the time between 2 and 5 kind of gives a bit of time for homeschool kids to have a bit of a session, and then there's also time after school for a healthy length of time if someone wants to come down from the school afterwards and join in, they can.
Yeah, I noticed that it is a nice long stretch having a 3-hour time for people to arrive, come and go, because how many participants can you have at a time in the group?
Well, it's a pretty quiet time at Manson's Hall on Tuesday afternoon, so if need be, we could always stretch out beyond the Pioneer Room, but it's a pretty healthy-sized room with a number of tables, and we do have a couple extra folding tables, so we haven't reached our limit yet. I think we had maybe 10 people in there last week, so we've got room for more. But we're happy to have kids who are ready to focus come on their own without their parents. The youngest right now is 5, and the oldest child is 11. And then anyone under the age of, 9 or so should bring someone to help them with their project focus, because it's not childcare.
So participants, and you've had 10 this past week. Is that a typical number?
It's hard to say. I mean, we're really just at the beginning. We've had a few drop-ins of people who really just needed to use a machine and knew how, and that's great. And then we've had people wanting to start new projects every week, mostly the kids. And some of us just bring in our mending that piles up at home. But with the policies within the SCCA, our intention is to be very inclusive. Anyone can sew.
I understand Marnie is one of the sewing helpers, and this summer she had the sewing center at the Free Store. Did this offering, So Much More, come out of that?
Yeah, it did. We were talking about offering more at the hall this winter, the off season, the long season. Mm-hmm. And she mentioned that she's looking for a new place to do her sewing because she had started up. Basically, it was repairing things at the Free Store that were just too good to throw away, but needed some mending.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a pretty important core value of this group, is that, why throw it away if you don't have to? And not just, to save on waste, but sometimes it's a really good quality thing that you can't necessarily get again, or your favorite old work pants or whatever. And it's so much better to fix it. And it's the jump in skill needed to get that repair done is not huge. And so we you know, most of all, like to encourage people to learn how to do it themselves. But we're definitely there to help get you there. But yeah, I do hope that people will come and use it, because Murray and I have both had a lot of requests for repairs, and there is always enough need in a community like this to keep us occupied full time. But it's just a full time job that neither of us have time for.
So what kinds of projects have people been bringing in so far?
Well, we've had some repairs. Curtains got hemmed. Someone changed the length of their jacket cuff. That was a complex one. Yeah, things like that. And then the kids doing just really interesting projects every time. My daughter made an entire wardrobe for a teddy bear that Marty Potter would make.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, and changing the cuffs is no simple thing, because you've got to move the whole cuff down.
Liner, and then refolding it, putting the fasteners back on.
So learning all of that. So do you see this being an ongoing offering?
Yeah, I hope so. I do. It depends on participation. You know, if people are using it, then it'd be a reason to keep it going. All right, this is an approval by the board, right? Normally you'd come in and pay rent to use a space. But because this is a free service, in essence, the board approved it as an offering to the community. So as long as it's still doing something, then, you know, and the time is not needed in the Pioneer Room for something else, then we should be able to keep going.
I really appreciate this conversation with you today, Cora. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Big thank you to Marnie. I have so much gratitude for what she offers, and her enthusiasm is contagious. I feel honored to be able to do this with her.
Kim Pauley, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.